सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् Our discourses are on Kapil Gita. Please take the book from the back. Anyone who comes, you can let them know. Om Samastajana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram. Page number 1515. Shloka number 8 and 9. Repeat after me. Cheta khalvasya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam गुणेषु सक्तं बन्धाय रतं वा पुंसि मुक्तये नेक्स्ट वन आल्सो न युज्यमानया भक्त्या भगवत्यखिलात्मनि सदृशोस्ति शिवः पन्थाः योगिनां ब्रह्मसिद्धये देवहूति हु इज द स्टूडेंट ऑफ दिस टेक्स्ट अप्रोच्ड हर ओन सन कपिल भगवान Lord incarnate for the sacred teachings where Prakriti and Purusha, matter and spirit are distinguished, differentiated. So the truth which she is asking for is that by which I can separate myself from the matter. And what is the objective of this? The objective is that by separating myself from matter, I can become free from sorrows associated with that those matters. It is as simple as, if I disassociate myself from some place somewhere in the world with which I have no connection, what is it that I gain through such disassociation? The gain is, whatever problems are happening there, I have nothing to do with them. This is the result of disassociation. To give you a simple example, there was one person. He owned some property, a big hotel. It's a real story. And when the hotel was prospering, he felt that, yes, this is my glory. I am doing good. After some time, he decided to sell that hotel. At that time, his father, who did not know that this property is now sold, he was coming from India to America. And he was under the impression that my son owns a hotel on this road with this name, such and such name. So when he was about to go from there, he saw suddenly a lot of fire trucks and smoke coming out from the hotel and all. He got so worried, my son's hotel is on fire. He called in panic. Your hotel is on fire and where are you? You don't even know this, that. And he said, Dad, yesterday I sold it. And with that, all attachments are over. So this disassociation separates me from all sorrows or possible sorrows from those things. Vedanta tells us that body, physical body also can be source of sorrow, and therefore when I know that I am not this body, I disassociate with from this body, then the problems of this body are also not my problems. If I have to live in this world, if I have to continue to do some work, for working arrangement, yes, certain things are okay. But I am not going to carry those problems on my head. So this is something that is a very important idea. So that is what we call moksha. So here Bhagavan says, it is your mind. Mind which is identified with objects or the three gunas, that mind is the cause of bondage. Whereas the mind which is devoted to God, ratamva pumsi, pumsi means that purusha, that mind which is associated with Bhagavan, it is the cause of liberation. Muktaye means it will help me in liberation. And in the 9th shloka, which we saw yesterday on page 17, Bhagavan is saying that other than the devotion that connects me to God, there is no other auspicious path to liberation. And so in this chapter, this devotion aspect will be highlighted. So we will see what Bhagavan means in different steps. Which bhakti? Bhakti that unites me with God. And what will that give me? Brahma Siddhi. Yoginam Brahma Siddhaye. Okay. Now let us see the further ideas. Practically, what I should do. What a beautiful thing now. Step by step, Bhagavan teaches. Shloka number 10. Prasangamajaram pasham. Atmana kavayo viduhu. Sa eva sadhu shukrataha. Mokshadwaram apavritam. Kavayaha viduhu, the great kavis, kavis mean knowers, wise people are called kavi. In Hindi, kavi means a poet. But in Sanskrit, kavi means the one who has far vision, is called kavi. The one who can see much more than what a common man can see or think. To give a simple example, generally what do people think? Say, today what I will eat for breakfast? what I will wear, what I will, where I will go, what I will do. This is the end of today. Tomorrow what I will do, same thing. So generally people don't have in-depth thinking of, okay, where will I be in next 25 years? What is my priority in life? What will happen to society in 25 years? What will happen to society in next 50 years? So generally, what do we think? 50 years, forget it. Why? I am not going to be there. Like these scientists, when they say, you know, we have found something that a great comet is rushing towards Earth and it is going to collide with Earth. Let's say some such title you read in the newspaper. So first thing you are going to see is, oh, some comet is going to come and collide with Earth. Then you will read. Then they'll say it will happen in 3021, 1,000 years from now. Okay. But scientists won't do like that. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to be a big event. They will record everything. They will do this, that. This is the difference between a person who can think much deeper than the other individual who says, I don't need to worry. I don't need to. When they say, you know, the fresh water supply on this earth is going to go away in 70 years, right? So those who are thinking that I am going to live only for another 15, 20 years, then I don't care. But thinkers have to think. Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji wrote commentary, Bhagavan Vedavyas ji wrote Purana. Did he think, I am not going to be there, why should I worry? He wrote these Puranas, and now you see, even after so many thousand years, we can benefit from it. Gurudev never thought, I don't have children, why should I get into this Balvihar and all ashram things? But he said, otherwise nobody will take initiative, society will never grow. So somebody has to see far, think. And that too, teaching in English. Right? He could have said, everyone should study Sanskrit only or Hindi. This is called Kavi. So, Kavayo Viduhu, the wise people, they know this, what? Atmanah Pasham, the bondage for one's own self, for a person, is what? Prasangam Ajaram. That prasanga means extreme attachment. Attachment with something, Ajaram. Ajaram means that which does not decay, is a worst bondage for an individual, for a person. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduh. So if I get attached to anything, that is bondage. Sah eva sadhushu kritah, when the same is done to a sadhu purusha, a noble person, a good person, moksha dwaram apavrutam. That attachment will lead you to liberation. What does this mean? We all have tendency to create attachment. We all are attached to something or the other. Now, if we want to become free from attachment to Vishaya, what should I do? It is said you get attached to sadhus, that association, saha eva sadhushu krutaha, mokshadvaram apavrutam. Then it will take you to liberation. Because generally we have tendency to get attached to something or the other. So here it is said, might as well get attached to sadhu purusha. Bhagavan is saying, get attached to me, right? But how to get attached to Bhagavan? So a medium is needed. Because unless I see devotion in someone, I will not be able to have devotion. Unless I see vairagya in someone, I will not have vairagya. Unless I see knowledge in someone, I will not know or appreciate knowledge. So it is always through a medium. And that medium, here Bhagavan uses sadhu purushas. So when you get attached to sadhus, so who is a sadhu that Bhagavan is going to tell in the next shloka? Who is a sadhu? But why this attachment is needed? Because that attachment will bring detachment from everything else. So let's say you all came here today. Why? Because you are interested in Kapil Gita. You are interested in some satsang. So this attachment has detached you from some worldly activity. And this more and more as you go on becoming busy, then less and less you will have other worries. People can get busy just by looking at every internet website and Facebook and YouTube. So many YouTube videos are there, right? You start looking at them one after the other. When does it end? Your life will end. YouTube videos will never end. So we can get busy. But we have to know to keep everything aside. Do your sadhana, do your japa, meditation, etc. And regular study. So this is called attachment created to sadhu. Sadhu doesn't mean only a person. Its literature is also sadhu. Recording, CD, whatever, listening is sadhu purusha. Okay, now who is sadhu? So next shloka onwards, these sadhu lakshanas are given. Very beautiful lakshanas are there. Titikshava karunikaha suhrida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shantaha sadhava sadhu bhushanaha. Sadhavaha, plural, these are all the sadhus. Who are they? Titikshavaha. So all are the adjectives. Literal meaning of, let's first take the word sadhu. Who is a sadhu? Sadhanoti parakaryam iti sadhu. Sadhanoti parakaryam iti sadhu. Means the one who helps in accomplishing others' work is a sadhu. And which work needs to get accomplished? Not that, oh, somebody wants some business, so I become instrumental in getting business to that person. And although, of course, that is a good thing. But here the main work is connecting them to spiritual path. That is a sadhu. So sadhu person's work is connecting people to the truth. Sadhanoti parakaryam. And another definition of sadhu is what? That even when somebody does something negative to me, I will still wish him well. That is sadhu. If somebody does good things to me and I wish him well, that is everyone's thing. But even if somebody does not wish me well, somebody does not like me, and I pray for that person, their well-being, that is sadhu. So goodness is in his heart. That is sadhu purusha. So now here lakshanas are given. Titikshavaha, the one who has lot of titiksha. Titikshavaha, people with titiksha. And karunikaha. Karunikaha means those who are very compassionate people. Now these two words you just focus. Titiksha means endurance. And karunikaha means those people who have lot of compassion. Titiksha means endurance. So one should have lot of endurance. Endurance towards difficulties that come to me. Towards them, I should have endurance. And compassion towards other people when they have difficulties. So when difficulties come to me, endurance. When difficulties go to other people, compassion. Generally, what do? When difficulties come to me, I have a lot of compassion. When difficulties are on other people, you say, endure. This is okay. Everyone suffers. You also suffer. But if we suffer, I am suffering so much and nobody is compassionate to me, nice to me. So titiksha is a virtue. Bhagavan says in Vivek Chudamani, sahanam sarvadukkhanam apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparahitam satitiksha nigadyate. Titiksha is sahanam sarvadukkhanam apratikara purvakam. Not to go on resisting and fighting against physical, mental problems. What does this mean? Somebody said, what do you mean? It is cold. So you mean to say I should not resist that cold weather and endure? No, if you have jacket, you wear it. But don't put all your efforts, all your energy in protecting your body from morning till evening. There is a important, analysis or thinking. I don't know whether we can do, we don't have time. But just think of East and West in maybe 50 years back or 100, 200 years back, how they were. Anyway, that is your thinking. Titikshavaha karunikaha. சாது லக்ஷண சுஹ்ருத வெல் விஷர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் சர்வதேகினாம். ஸோ தே லவ் ஆல், தே ஆர் சாது பீப்பல். இஃப் எனிபடி கோஸ் டு தேம், தே வில் கைட் தேம் இன் த ரைட் வே. தே வில் க்வெஷ்சன், தே வில் ஷோ தேம் த ரைட் பாத். சுஹ்ருத சர்வதேகினாம் அஜாதசத்ரவ. அஜாத சத்ரவ, சத்ரு மீன்ஸ் எனிமி, அஜாத் மீன்ஸ் நாட் பார்ன். தி ஒன் ஹூஸ் எனிமி இஸ் நாட் பார்ன் மீன்ஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் கன்சிடர் எனி ஒன் ஆஸ் எனிமி. இஃப் சம்படி சேஸ் யூ நோ திஸ் பர்சன் வாட் ஹி வாஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் யூ, யூ சே ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ஹியர் பிகாஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே ஆல் ராங் திங்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் பேட் திங்ஸ் ஓன்லி தட் ஹி செட் திஸ் If I were there, I would have done this. Just adding fuel to the fire, salt on the wound. Ajata Shatravaha, Shantaha, very peaceful they are. Somebody comes to them very angry. They smile and listen to the whole thing. Quietly. That itself will reduce that fellow's anger, hopefully. Otherwise, he'll get more angry. I am angry because you are not getting angry. Sadhavah, Sadhu Bhushanah. They are the ornament in the society. They are the ornament to Sadhu community. So, noble people and best among noble people, sadhava, sadhu bhushana. So such people are those to whom you should get attached. Then that attachment will lead you to liberation. Attachment not physically attached. Attached means derive inspiration from their life. That is what is attachment. Derive inspiration from their life. When I am walking on spiritual path and I see some obstacles, some hurdles, their life should become an inspiration, a model for me. That's why we read stories of great masters. Not that which brand of shoes he was wearing, I am also going to wear the same brand. And what was he carrying in his hand, left hand? Was he left-handed or right-handed? Left. Okay, from tomorrow. That is not needed. That how many challenges they went through in their life and still they did great work. I will also do that. Life of Pandavas. Life of Ramchandraji, Lakshmanji, Sitaji. They lived in forest for 14 years. Bhagwan lived on the ground. That incident is inspirational for me. That if one day my bed is little up and down and I say, oh, I cannot sleep here. And Bhagwan was sleeping on the floor. Or if one day hot water doesn't come, what happens to us? And then they used to take bath in Gangaji. Or any river, water can be hot, cold, whatever is there. This is titiksha. This is how we get inspiration. Taponji Maharaj, there Taponji Maharaj picture is. In Uttarkashi, they all lived. In those days, there were no families there. Only lunchtime, kshetra food was available. Dinner time, you have to manage on your own. Kshetra food means you have to stand in line and they will give food in some kamandalu. Then you go to some place and you eat under a tree. How they must have eaten? It is said when they would give dal, you have to look for dal in water. And in cold season, food was not available there. So austerity should help me move forward. Their life will become inspiration. Sadhu Bhushana. Now, in next two shloka, more ideas are given. Mayananyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti ti bhaktim kurvanti ye dridham matkrite tyakta karmanah tyakta swajana bandhavaha madashraya kathamrishtah shrunvanti kathayanti cha tapanti vividhastapah naitan madgata chetasah mayi ananyena bhavena ye dridham bhaktim kurvanti. So ye is the subject. Ye, those, so these are all sadhus who all these lakshanas are given. Then to such sadhus who have these qualities, various afflictions, last line of the 13th one, you see, vividhaha tapaha etan madgata chetasaha na tapanti. Correct? You saw that? Vividaha tapaha etan madgata chetasaha na tapanti. That naitan is there, so na will be separated. Various afflictions will not disturb them, will not bother them. Vividaha tapa. Because when they have these qualities, mayi ananyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti, they have extreme devotion to me. Ananya bhava means they don't see separation from me. They know God will always protect me. This is the ananya bhava. So instead of thinking that I am living in world, their thinking is I am living in God. There is no time when God is not with me, not watching me. You know, there was one some church-like thing, and Sunday there was potluck. Everyone was supposed to bring something. So somebody brought some oranges and kept there from their yard and kept one sticker. Please take one. God is watching. And somebody else brought chocolate. They just left it there. So one boy came and he wrote a sticky. Take as many as you want. God is watching oranges. A sadhu person feels God is watching means he is taking care of me. I don't have to worry. जानकी नाथ सहाय करे तब कौन बिगाड़ करे नर तेरो जानकी नाथ सहाय। सो दे आर नॉट वरीड that what harm can come to me when God is taking care of me. Kaun bigad kare nar tero. So vividhaha tapaha. Now what are these tapaha? These are adhidaivika, adhibhautika, adhyatmika tapa or a general problems mentally. Something or the other is always bothering. So some people you see, you know, they are generally disturbed. Anything, yeah, they are disturbed. Whereas sadhu person, they are never disturbed. Nothing is the end of the world. So vividaha tapaha na tapanti. To whom madgata chetasaha. Madgata chetas means those whose mind is in me. Machittaha, madgata pranaha, bodhayanta parasparam. In Gita, it is said machittaha. Here, madgata chetasaha. Now you see, second line. Mai ananya bhavena ye dridham bhaktim. This is another. Dridha bhakti means firm faith, firm devotion. Not a shaky devotion that when everything is going perfect as per my wish and my plan, God, I love you. And when things go here, there, differently, then we say, oh, I don't like this God, you know, he doesn't listen to my prayers. Remember, things will go wrong in life. Things can go wrong, they will go wrong. Everything will not happen according to our wish. But God is not there to do whatever I like. He is not my servant. I am his servant. He is not supposed to do whatever I go on telling him. Then only I like him. So things may not work the way I want. So what? This is Dridha Bhakti. Bhaktim Kurvanti Yedridham. Now, their devotion demands a price. Bhakti of God comes with a price. Like you buy a house, it comes with a price tag. You buy a car, it comes with price. So you say, I want bhakti. The Bhagavan says, here, I will give you bhakti. What is the price you are going to pay for it? Bhagavan, I thought that comes for free. He says, didn't you hear the statement in America? There is no such thing as free lunch here. Now nobody gives you anything free. You have to work for it. Okay, Bhagavan, what is the price? Mat krite tyakta karmanah. You have to drop all your desire-prompted actions. Tyakta swajana bandhavah. Oh, Bhagavan, your price is going up. All relatives, all friends, everybody, drop them. If you love me, this is the price. All karmas you have to drop, this is karma sannyas. And tyakta svajana bandhava means sannyas. Both, that whole line is referring to sannyasi. Tyakta karmanah means what? That you don't have anything else in your life. And tyakta svajana bandhavaha means your, my relatives, my, he says, no. Bhagavan, I think you came few years late in my life. If you had come earlier, I would have gone for this option. It's too late now. Do I have any other option, any other chance? Yes. Instead of disassociating with all relations and possessions, connect them through God. In other words, understand, I have this family because I am connected to God, and this God is connected to that family. Therefore, I have connection to this family. This car I have, this house I have belongs to God. Anytime God wants, I am willing to give. This is called mat krite tyakta karma. Karma means you may not be able to give up action because you have already certain responsibilities. So then what can I give up? Results of actions. Results of action is house, car, wealth, all that is result of action. This is what Bhagavan says in 12th chapter of Gita also. If you cannot give up karma, you give up karma phala. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasad, jnanat dhyanam vishishyate, dhyanat karma phalat tyaga. You do that. So if you cannot give up everything for me, understand everything is for me and you are using my things. What a wonderful revelation it is. Instead of saying, Bhagavan, this is my body and I will do 10 minutes or half an hour of seva to you. You understand, Bhagavan, this is your body. You have given it to me if I have the me idea strong. Otherwise, you say, Bhagavan, this is your body only. You do whatever you want. Like the devotees, when some Mahatma comes to their house, or like Vidurji told Bhagavan Shri Krishna, Bhagavan, come to your house. Means this house is your house, not that come to my house. So great devotees also, they tell, you know, when Bhagavan, come to your house. I am living in your house. You please come. This is your best room in that house is for you. And we will live in servant's quarters. Smaller room. That devotion is there. Bhava is there. So whatever is the best that I can think of, I will keep for God. That is called tyakta karmana. Because I cannot give up karma. You give karma phala. I have two children. The best God is for you. Not the one who cannot go anywhere. Like the Swami. Swamiji, you are teaching Vedanta course, I heard. Yes. You know, this child, he already is got the admission in medicine. He's very bright. He's going to do double PhD, this, that. He's going to be with me. My this other fellow, not completing his education, is absolutely of no use, giving me a lot of headache. Do you have any place in ashram for this fellow? Take him. No, the best one you give to God. This is offering karma phala. Vishwamitra Rishi, when he went to Dasharatha Maharaj, he said, I want Rama and Lakshmana to protect my yajna. Dasharatha Maharaj said, no, I will not give them. Take me. Vishwamitra said, I don't want you. I want Rama. In our Vedanta course also, people who are 60 plus, they say, I want to come. Are you send your children there. We want them. We want them to study and then they can serve this cause for next 30, 40, 50 years. What is the use? You will come. You are looking for retirement community somewhere. So you cannot find every America is too much traffic, too much cold, prices, and now Trump is president. So, okay, I will go to India. Ashram Swamiji, is there any room? There is no room. Matkrite tyakta karmanaha, tyakta swajana bandavaha, madashrayaha, kathamrashtaha. Having me alone as ashraya, this is also a beautiful word. Actually, the main highlight of today's session is the sadhu lakshanas only. Ashraya, in Bhagavatam, there are 12 topics in 12 cantos, you know. 12 cantos are there. First is adhikari, then sadhana, then sarga, visarga, sthanam, poshanam, utayah, manvantara, ishanukatha, nirodha, muktihi, ashraya. Ashraya is the last canto. 12th. And it is said, dashamasya vishuddhyartham navanam iha lakshanam. What is the purpose of all my spiritual sadhanas? Where is my ashraya? What is my ashraya buddhi? So, ashraya means, where is it that I find my support from? Where do I derive strength from? So, do I derive strength from my wealth? That, Swamiji, look, this millions of dollars of investment, this is deriving strength from your wealth. Swamiji, see these different, what do they call the copyrights that they get? Patent. All these patents. I have gone to somebody's house, whole wall is filled with patents on his name. All technology patents. Every time somebody uses, they have to pay him. So you derive strength from those things. My certificates, Swamiji, my knowledge, or my children, grandchildren, because from them also people derive great strength. Or now in modern times, it's not children, grandchildren. Swamiji, go on my Facebook. See how many likes I have. That is the strength. That is his ashraya. And if that number of likes go down a little, this fellow will feel down. I don't know if people go down or it happens or it doesn't happen. I have no clue whatsoever. This is their ashraya. Here it is said, Bhagavan is my ashraya. Nobody else. I went to some family's place. They said, Swamiji, I heard my parents, they did their own shraddha. Can you do it? They asked me. I said, yes. When they don't have faith that their children will do their shraddha, they will do their own. So no ashraya even on children, on such matters. You know that, right? They practice. Some priests will do that. He say, you only take care of all your rituals because after you, next generation may not even believe in such things. through all your punya karmas. But then somebody may think, my ashraya is punya karma. Here it is Bhagavad ashraya. Katham rishtaha. They love my stories. And shrunvanti kathayanti cha. They listen to my stories. They tell, talk to each other these stories. Then to such people who are sadhus, the tapas, they do not afflict them. Continuing now, Bhagavan concludes the sadhu lakshanas. Ta ete sadhava sadvi sarva sanga vivarjitaha sangasteshvathate prarthyaha sangadosha harahite. O sadvi, O noble lady, te ete sadavaha sarva sanga vivarjitaha. And the great thing about these sadhus is they don't get attached to anything. Sarva sanga vivarjitaha. They are totally detached. Because they don't have karma. They don't have any possessions. They don't have any relations. Where will they get attached? And that's why they should go on traveling from one place to another place, so they will not get attached to anybody. Sarva sanga vivarjitaha. Not attached to anything. You should get attached to them. Atha, therefore, teshu sangaha te prarthyaha. Teshu, to them, you should get attached. You should seek attachment to them from whom, who are detached from everything. So then what will happen? They will slowly create dispassion in your mind. Sangadosha harahite. Sangadosha, the defect of attachment, they will take away. Many times people ask us, you know, Swamiji, when you go from one center to another center, don't you feel sad? Don't you feel you will miss someone or this or that? You know, these sadhus, they have left their parents. You may say, you know, we also have left our parents and come to this country. But they have actually mentally detached. And therefore, they can drop anything anytime. Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji left his mother when he was 4 years old. This is, if they can leave that attachment and not get attached to anybody else, they can leave anything, anytime. That's why these sannyasis, their heads, if they want to walk out from anything, anytime they will walk out. That's how they are. That those orange clothes, you wear them for this reason. That fire is around them anytime. You will never know when what will strike and say, okay, I'm going now, forget. And they don't have any possession. Kamandalu is there. 2-3 pairs of clothes are there. They just go. That's all. I will tell you a real story. These things, shlokas, they are inspirational, but these stories are more inspirational. So our last batch of students, I was teaching Vedanta. So before course begins, we have to interview students. So there was one student, he was a doctor, mother was their father had passed away. 2-3 sisters were there. One or two were married, one was not married, I think. So when interview was going on, I asked him, I said, unless I get your mother's permission, I cannot take you for the course. Because mother is depending upon him for livelihood and all. So next day mother came. She said, you are not taking him. Sister also said the same thing. And I knew it. I was also not going to take him anyway because his responsibilities were not over yet. So I said, I will not take you. And there, I said, if at all your mother changes the mind, you have to give in writing. She has to sign and send it to office. So we didn't receive anything. So that was the end of the matter. After 2 years, I went to Uttarkashi. I see that boy walking there. I said, he came and did namaskar. We closed the door. I said, how did you come here? He said, I left home. They don't know where I am. Those who want to take sannyasa, they are different variety. Okay, another incident I will tell you. So he was going to see his mother now in December. Now only she knows where he lives. 3 years, no communicate. He said, he changed his name also in Uttarkashi. His name was something else. And with the name that he was living there was different. So nobody can trace him also anywhere. And you know, in India, you don't have to have a driver's license. You can live anywhere. I said, money, how do you manage? He said, whatever I get in Dakshina, with that I manage. So, life is different. So when a person decides that he wants to walk on the spiritual path, there was one man, he was married. Every now and then he used to tell his wife, I will take sannyasa, I will take sannyasa. So his wife would call his mother, means her mother, that, oh, my husband is always telling he will take sannyasa, what will happen to me? So she would tell her husband, means the father-in-law of that man, that your son-in-law is saying, he will take sannyasa, what will happen to our daughter? He said, don't worry. People don't take sannyasa like that. Then she asked, then how do they take sannyasa? He said, I will tell you. You are my mother from now and I have no other relation with you. I am walking out. And he walked out. This is how they take sannyasa. They don't talk. They just do it. There is no book that you do this. When that jignyasa and mumukshutvam is there, but you don't do that. You take internal sannyasa. Because the hardships are also too much. Suddenly you cannot go somewhere and what will I do? Where are my bags? 1, 2, 3. Sangadosha harahite. So now Devahuti ji, she's asking some questions. Devahutiruvacha. काचित्त्वयुचिता भक्तिः कीदृशी मम गोचरा यया पदं ते निर्वाणम् अञ्जसान् वाष्णवा अहम्। Devahuti says, O Lord, Tvai kachit uchita bhaktihi, some devotion, what is that most appropriate kind of devotion to you? Uchita means appropriate kind. Tvai kachit uchita bhaktihi, kidrishi, of what kind is that? Mama gochara bhakti. Mama gochara means that kind of devotion which I can have. That is, that which is easy for me according to my level. Mama gochara. Here translation is manifest to me. Manifest to me means something that I can practice. Yaya, by which te nirvanam padam aham anjasa anvashnavai. Anvashnava actually is anvashnavai. Because of sandhi rule, it will become anvashnavai aham. Anvashnavai aham will become anvashnava aham. Two sutras. Echoya Vayavaha and Lopa Shakalyasya. So, how I can easily have that devotion by which Nirvanam, Nirvanam means freedom from all vasanas. Nirgatam Vanam, Vanam actually means Kamana. Desires, nirgatam vanam yasmat saha nirvanam. So, how all desires can go away? How I can get rid of all desires and attain you? So, this nirvana word is used in Gita. In Buddhism also they use nirvana. Anjasa means quickly. How I can quickly attain you? Tell me that bhakti, Bhagavan. And yo yogo bhagavad banah निर्वाणात्मन्स्त्वयोदितः कीदृश कतिचाङ्गानि यतस्तत्त्वावबोधनम्। एंड व्हाट इज दैट योग, व्हाट इज दैट स्पिरिचुअल पाथ, स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस which is Bhagavad Bana. This Bhagavad Bana Shabda, I will explain later. That yoga, Nirvanatman Tvaya Uditaha. O Nirvanatman, Bhagavan's name is Nirvanatman. Nirvanatman means the one who is of the nature of liberation. Tvaya uditaha, what you spoke earlier, because Bhagavan said, I spoke of this teaching to Rishinam Shrotukamanam, yesterday we saw. So this, what you have spoken, Tvaya uditaha, kidrishaha, of what kind is this yoga? And katicha angani, what are the parts, what are the limbs of this yoga? So, what are the steps? Means, what is that ఇంటిగ్రల్ యోగా అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ యోగా, కీదృశ కతిచ అంగాని బై విచ్ యత తత్వ అవబోధనం ది ట్రూత్ ఈస్ అండర్స్టూడ్, ట్రూత్ ఈస్ నోన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ ప్లీజ్ టెల్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ యోగా విచ్ ఈస్ స్పోకన్ బై యూ, of what nature it is, what are the steps in that by which truth is revealed. So shloka number 15, she asks about bhakti. Shloka number 16, she is asking about knowledge, tattva avabodhanam. Mark those things. Asking bhakti for nirvanam. 16 is about knowledge, which is also leading to Bhagavan, tattva avabodhanam. Now the word bhagavad baana. Bhagavad baana, baana means arrow. So here, bhagavad baana is a compound word referring to arrow whose goal is Bhagavan. It is not talking about arrow. It is talking about God as the goal. Bhagavat Bana. Right? So the translation, if you see, whose object is you. So you are the target of that arrow. That is the yoga. Those who have studied Upanishads, there is one analogy given in Mundaka Upanishad. That there is one arrow, bow, and the target is Brahman. Pranavo dhanushcharo hyatma బ్రహ్మ తల్లక్ష్యముచ్యతే అప్రమత్తేన వేద్దవ్యం శరవత్తన్మయో భవేత్ ధనుర్గృహీత్వా ఉపనిషదం మహాస్రం శరం హ్యుపాసానిషితం సంధయిత ఆలమ్య తద్భావగతేన చేతసా లక్ష్యం తదేవాక్షరం సోమ్య విద్ధి. ముండకోపనిషద్ హెస్ టూ మంత్రస్. బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎనాలజీస్ గివెన్ దాట్ Pranava is the dhanu, bow. And my mind and intellect, antakkarana, is the arrow. And that arrow needs to be shot. And for that, imagine, let's say I have arrow and bow in my hand. If I want to release that arrow, and I want it to hit the target. If I just pull it like this, you know, will it reach the target? What do I have to do? Pull it all the way up to the ear, they say. This is called ayamya. That means, if I want my mind to hit Paramatma, it should be pulled away from everything. Then only it will hit the goal. Otherwise, it will fall here only. You know, they use this dart and they throw. And sometimes it will hit and still fall. It will not get stuck. So I have to hit in such a way that it will hit the right spot and it will stay there. Ayam yatad bhavagate na chetasa. Laksham. So that lakshya is God. In Bhagavatam you will find all connections to Upanishads. తదేతన్మే విజానీహి यथाहं मन्दधीर हरे सुखं बुद्ध्येय दुर्बोधं योषा भवदनुग्रहात् तत् एतत् मे विजानीहि यथा अहम मंदधीहि हरे ओ हरे ओ लॉर्ड आई डिजायर टू नो दिस लिटरल मीनिंग इज प्लीज सी दैट आई गेट इट प्लीज टीच मी एंड आई एम लिटिल स्लो सो आई एम मंदधीहि She says, I am not the best and the brightest. So you might have to tell me 2-3 times. My attention is not much. My absorption is less. So there are different things. There is one thing called reception. Second thing is called retention. Third is called recollection. R, reception, retention, recollection. So some people have defect in reception itself. Partial reception, some data loss is there. So here there, network problem, this was some data is lost in transmission itself. Reception issues. Then some have storage problem. Everything is not stored. Half of it, even though I receive, storage devices are not capable of holding everything. And then there are too many viruses in the system. So when I want to retrieve some data, suddenly something else shows up. Right? So some have reception issues, some have retention issues, some have recollection issues, and some have all issues. So what happens is, of 100% transmission, if 75% is received, 50 is retained, 25 will be recollected. She says, Mandati, I am little slow, Bhagavan. So don't be impatient with me. Have patience. Sukham buddhyeya durbodham yosha bhavadanugrahat. Yosha and I am, yosha means woman. So now, if this was said by some men, then you would suddenly complain and this. But she only says, so nobody can tell anyone. But what she means is that I am not someone who has done too much of intellectual study and this and that, you know. I have been living very simple life. So, tell me in simple words. Keep that in mind. That's all. You know, like everyone has their background. So, in our Vedanta course also we ask, what is your background? So, somebody says, I am an engineering student. I have done logical studies and all. So, we know, okay, they can think this way. Somebody else says, no, my background is not any one of this. So, then this logical discussion and all, they might take little time. But it's okay, they are sometimes more devotion-oriented people or seva-oriented people. So this, that subject matter which is otherwise difficult to know, durbodham, sukham buddhyeya, may I understand it easily, comfortably. How? With your grace, bhavad anugrahat. On my own, I will not get it. But with your grace, I will get it. भवदनुग्रहात्. सो नाउ अगेन दिस इज ऑल्सो हर ह्यूमिलिटी. हाँ, शी वॉज वेरी ब्राइट, शी वॉज प्रिंसेस, रिमेंबर. शी ड्रॉप्ड एवरीथिंग एंड केम एंड शी हैज एनालाइज्ड. शी सेड दैट द प्लेजर्स एंड ऑल आई हैव लिव्ड एंड आई हैव अंडरस्टूड दैट दीज सेंस ऑर्गन्स कैन नेवर बी सैटिस्फाइड, सो आई एम टायर्ड ऑफ देम. सो शी हैज थॉट वेरी वेल. सो नाउ भगवान इज टीचिंग. श्री भगवान उवाच देवानां गुणलिंगानां आनुश्रविककर्मणां सत्व एवैकमनसः वृत्तिस्वाभाविकी तुया अनिमित्ता भागवती भक्ति सिद्धेर्गरीयसी जरयत्याशुयाकोशं निगीर्णमनलो यथा. भगवान इज आंसरिंग हर. भगवान सेज भागवती भक्ति ही सिद्धेः गरीयसी. For attaining highest siddhi, the best is devotion to God, Bhagavati Bhakti. Which kind of bhakti? Devanam, gunalinganam, anushravika karmanam. Anushravika karma means those actions which are arising from scriptures. Anushravika karmanam, those karmas, and in them there are pointers about God. Devanam guna and devanam linga. So devanam guna linganam. Guna means attributes of God and linga means indicators of presence of God. So those karmas and these pointers about attributes and indicators of God, when they all lead to ya swabhaviki vrittihi, that swabhavika vritti that comes in the form of sattva eva eka manasaha vrittihi. Sattva means Bhagavan. God alone is the truth. I understand when I study the scriptures properly. My whole life has only one destination. I run here, there, everywhere. I realize all of that has no purpose. Everything is done very good. So that swabhaviki vritti, that is bhakti, animitta bhagavati bhakti. That devotion which is animitta. Animitta means uncaused. Uncaused means not that because I want something, therefore God, I love you. It is like if a child is asking his parents that I heard you are going to India for business trip or some social trip, when are you coming back? So the parent says, you know, I'll come back next weekend. Till then, can I use your car? So this is what you are asking, that you are going to India, and so the parents may think, you know, oh, maybe he's going to miss us when we are gone to India. His objective is totally different. He's interested in car. This is how nimitta bhakti they have. Animitta bhakti is not because of car I love you. Siddhehe gariyasi, this devotion what will do? Jarayatyashuya kosham nigirna manalo yatha. Just as fire devours everything, swallows everything, this devotion will consume panchakoshas. Five sheets means attachment to five sheets will go away. What are the five sheets? Annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. Because here it is said, ya kosham. So what is that kosham? We should know what are the koshas. So this devotion will consume my attachment to these five sheets or everything basically. Five sheets, okay, important point. Five sheets are given based on scriptures. But people can have more sheets. Right? See, when in spiritual discussion they teach, they assume that other attachments are already less. So they start that we have only five sheets. This is body, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. But let's say you have a dog. So that is your sixth sheet. Because that is attachment. You pay as much attention to that dog as you are paying to your body, and so the dog's joy and sorrow affect you. And if you have car and house, and there are seventh, eighth, and ninth koshas for you. So the spiritual masters, they expect that you have already taken care of all other sheets and you are remaining with five, then they will teach you Taittiriya Upanishad. So that you do panchakosha viveka. But if sixth and seventh kosha, shad kosha and saptakosha viveka you will have to do, not panchakosha only. नैकात्मतां मे स्पृहयन्ति केचित् मत्पादसेवाभिरता मदीहाः येन्योन्यतो भागवता प्रसज्य सभाजयन्ते मम पौरुषाणि पश्यन्ति ते मे रुचिराण्यं वसन्तः प्रसन्नवक्त्रारुणलोचनानि रूपाणि दिव्यानि वरप्रदानि साकं वाचं स्पृहणीयां वदन्ति Long shloka has come. Now some people, so Bhagavan is talking about varieties of devotions. Some like total union with God. And some say, no, I want to remain separate and continue to love God. So here Bhagavan is talking about second variety, those who want to keep some separation and still love God. So in Bhakti Marga, all are possible. Kechit, kechit word is there, kechin, so kechit, some, me ekatmatam na spruhayanti, they don't want oneness with me. Then what do they do? De matpada seva bhirata madihaha. Madihaha. They have desire for me and they just want to serve me. So then, tomorrow I will elaborate on some of this topic. Today I will just give you the word meaning. So some of them, they like to worship me in temple and they'll just go on worshipping. Some, they will worship me in the world, in the universe. Ye anyonyataha, anyonyataha bhagavataha prasajya sabhajayante mama paurushani. When they meet each other, they greet each other, they talk about spiritual teachings. And they talk about my stories, my glories. हे अंब ते मे रुचिराणी प्रसन्न वक्त्रारुण लोचनानी दिव्यानी रूपाणी वरप्रदानी पश्यन्ति एंड दे सी माय डिवाइन फॉर्म्स सो डिफरेंट डेकोरेशंस और डिफरेंट अवतारस माय स्टोरीज एंड दे लव मी इन फॉर्म सो दे वर्शिप मी इन दैट वे. And some, they will see me in the nature. So, beautiful sunrise is there, mountains are there, trees are there, breeze is there. They see me there. Divyani Rupani, Varapradani. Varapradani is when Bhagavan is there, Rama avatar, Krishna avatar, because Bhagavan will bless. Balaji, like this. Somebody gave me a murti, idol. So, I took it when I was teaching Bhagavatam in the course, it was there. There was a discussion among students whether it is Balaji or Lord Vishnu. Discussion. It's a good topic to discuss. Not like which brand jeans this fellow is wearing. That discussion they don't have in Vedanta course. So, hey Amba, O mother, prasanna vaktra runa lochanani, and where the beautiful smiling face of mine is there, where there is love because of which there is a red tinge in my eyes, such forms they love. Divyani Rupani Varapradani and Sakam Vacham Sprihaniyam Vadanti. To each other, they speak of this captivating, beautiful language about me, my avatars. So they are this, what is said in Bhagavad Gita, Machitta Madgata Pranaha बोधयन्त परस्परं कथयन्तश्च माम नित्यं तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च. सो टुमारो ए लिटिल बिट आई विल एक्सप्लेन. विल कंक्लूड दिस चैप्टर टुमारो एंड नेक्स्ट. सो नाउ यू हैव टू रिमेंबर वी हैव 3 मोर डेज. ओके. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरिः ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम. विल डू आरती.